You're listening to SBS News.
Tokyo has marked the moment 100 days until the flame is lit, starting the delayed 2020 Olympic Games. But as the opening ceremony draws closer, Australian Olympics Committee CEO Matt Carroll notes the pressure on Tokyo organisers is also rising.
The challenge of putting an Olympic Games on during a pandemic, I can't imagine what that would be like. So our job is to get the team there safely, compete at their best and bring them home safely through all the quarantine process. But we're very confident that's exactly what we'll do.
The fact 70% of locals don't want the Games to take place at all, according to a weekend survey, indicates just how big the challenge is. Matt Carroll says Australia is aiming to send its athletes fully vaccinated, despite ongoing rollout delays.
Well, a number of athletes have already been vaccinated because of their jobs in the medical world. Indigenous athletes can be vaccinated at the moment. So as we work with the government, we're very confident by the time the team is in Tokyo, they'll all be vaccinated.
With only 80 athletes nominated on the Australian team so far, Chef de Mission Ian Chesterman says around another 400 will be fighting for their place on the plane to Tokyo in the coming weeks.
Ready to represent our country, ready to be their very best. These final 100 days will be very intense for sure, with many still to secure a spot on board for the Qantas plane to Tokyo.
He says the imminent two-way travel bubble with New Zealand will give some athletes a chance for some stiff competition.
They've got some really strong teams in some of our strong sports, so I know that people like rowing and hockey, also rugby sevens, they're very strong in those sports, and they'll be trying to set up some competitions from now on. As soon as that bubble opens up, the sooner we can get some of those things happening, the better.
Olympic silver and bronze kayak medalist Jessica Fox says she's excited despite the uncertainty.
It's been good in a lot of ways, you know, I've been more free in my preparation, and the only thing is we're not sure of competitions in the lead up, we're not sure of what the travel will look like in the lead up, but the priority is to get there safe, healthy and be on the start line, you know, not getting COVID is super important.
Fox says she's expecting these Tokyo Games to have something very special to offer.
The Olympics has an amazing ability of bringing people from all over the world, from all walks of life together to celebrate something really special. So I think it will be a very unique and special Games.
And Australians in capital cities are being reassured they'll be able to support their athletes with a number of live sites set up during the Games. With family, friends and supporters unable to travel to Tokyo due to the coronavirus pandemic, Australian Olympic team chef de mission Ian Chesterman says to have support from home via the Olympics live sites will be a real boost for the athletes. The live sites will be in Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth, and they'll operate from July the 23rd to August the 8th, taking advantage of the one-hour time zone difference. After a five-year wait, 100 days isn't long at all. John Baldock, SBS News.